This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. The Biden administration says it will evacuate about 2,500 Afghans who work for the U.S. government and their families to a military base in the U.S. state of Virginia, pending approval of their visas. The administration notified Congress on Monday that the Afghans will be temporarily housed at the Fort Lee Army Base south of the city of Richmond starting next week. The announcement comes amid growing concerns for the safety of the Afghans who served as translators and in other support roles for American troops and diplomats as the Biden administration rapidly withdraws U.S. forces from Afghanistan. The group to be housed at Fort Lee is just a small portion of the number of Afghans seeking refuge in the United States. The Biden administration is blaming China for a hack of Microsoft Exchange email server software that compromised tens of thousands of computers around the world earlier this year. The administration and allied nations on Monday also disclosed a broad range of other cyber threats from Beijing, including ransomware attacks from government-affiliated hackers that have targeted companies with demands for millions of dollars. A spokesperson for the Chinese embassy in Washington says a statement that the U.S. has repeatedly made groundless attacks and malicious smears against China on cybersecurity and calls the new allegations just another old trick. U.S. President Joe Biden tempered his assessment that social media giants are killing people by hosting misinformation about the COVID-19 vaccines on their platforms, saying that he hoped that they would not take it personally and instead would act to save lives. While companies like Facebook defend their practices and say they're helping people around the world access verified information about the shots, the White House says they haven't done enough to stop misinformation that has helped slow the pace of new vaccinations. This is VOA News. Canada is readying to reopen its side of the border. AP Washington correspondent Tim McGuire with details.
Canada's health minister, Patty Hajdu, tells CTV that the country will allow fully vaccinated U.S. citizens into the country starting August 9th and other fully vaccinated visitors on September 7th.
We intend to allow entry for fully vaccinated travelers from any country.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked if the administration is working on plans to reopen the U.S. side of the northern border.
Decisions about reopening travel will be guided by our public health and medical experts.
The U.S. Travel Association estimates that each month the border is closed to non-essential travel, it costs $1.5 billion. I'm Tim McGuire.
Haiti's Prime Minister Ariel Henry will replace the interim leader to honor the wishes of the country's slain president. More from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
It's not immediately clear how quickly interim Prime Minister Claude Joseph, who's been leading Haiti with the backing of the police and the military since the July 7 assassination of President Jovenel Moïse, would step down. The change follows a statement on Saturday from a key group of international diplomats that appeared to snub Joseph, calling on Henri to form a government. Moïse designated Henri as Prime Minister a day before he was killed, but he had not been sworn in at that point. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A Tokyo court has handed down prison terms for the American father and son accused of helping Nissan's former chairman Carlos Ghosn escape to Lebanon while awaiting trial in Japan. Michael Taylor was sentenced to 2 years in prison. His son Peter was sentenced to 1 year, 8 months. They were charged with helping a criminal in the December 2019 escape of Ghosn. He hid in a box and was flown on a private jet via Turkey to Lebanon. Lebanon had no extradition treaty with Japan, and Ghosn, arrested in 2018 on financial misconduct charges, says that he is innocent. The Taylors did not fight the charges against them. Prince Harry, the Duke of Sussex, is writing what his publisher is calling an intimate and heartfelt memoir. The book, currently untitled, is expected to come out late 2022. The publisher Random House says that it will be the first time the Duke offers a definitive account of his life, including his service in Afghanistan, the joy he's found being a husband and father, and his adventures, losses, and life lessons that have helped shape him. The announcement comes 4 months after Harry and his wife Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex, made worldwide news during their interview with Oprah Winfrey. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.